探戈杂谈室。大家好，欢迎回来探戈杂谈室。今天是探戈界的传奇，那大家如果去兜兜蛋狗上面的话是可以找到他的简历的，所以看得出来老师是多么的惊人，所以我很高兴老师愿意上我们的 podcast 来跟大家聊聊天。那 Let's welcome Carlos Rivarola. Hello.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Hi, good. There's some little facts about tango I want to check because my student asked me, but I don't know why, the reason. So the first one is, why do we dance in counterclockwise right now?
I don't know. I don't know. That is always. I don't know what is coming that. I never ask nobody.
Okay.
About the I really don't know. That is.
So when you start dancing tango, it's already like this.
Yes, always.
Always.
So from long time was, but I don't know why. Really, that one is interesting. I will ask because I never mind about why.
Wow. Okay. Then, if you find out the answer, please let me know.
Yeah, please, of course.
Okay. And then another question is, when I watch the video about of the performance in all time, I noticed that the dancers, they never dance until the last note. They might bow in the last phrase in the music. Why they don't dance until the last moment of the music?
But because it's different, when the performance are in the from milongueros. Milongueros and they dance in the milonga, they make a demonstration in the milonga. It's very different than people who are dancing like a professional dancer. Before, Juan Carlos Copes and Gloria and Eduardo, Maria Nieves, they create the dance for show in the theater. They create the style of dance. They can remember the show because in the 40s, just also 50s, wasn't a tango show for dance, and they put the dance on the theater, the stage, and they create something just to have a final with the music. But the milongueros, they are not professional dancer. And then when they have a demonstration, they show they dance like a milonguero. It's very different. But the professional dance have different, they prepare different with the demonstration. Also in the milongas. That's why they didn't finish the music, the dance with the music. They finish before, sometimes it's different. They have not, because also the milongueros, they not prepare the choreography for the demonstration. The professional dancer is prepare the choreography for the demonstration. The rehearsal before. They make the choreography to have a nice how to use the space, how when they have to make the music more power, when they have to express steps more power, or they interpret the music different than the milongueros.
Interesting.
Yeah,
When I
that's a
was
good.
in Japan, you mentioned that when you do the state tango show in the stage, on the stage, you might change the choreography every day according your feeling.
Yeah, we really it's not change that we interpret. We have when we make the choreography and we do the show every day. Every day the show we did the and then we have a choreography for the do the some music, but we don't interpret every day same. We have the same, of course, same choreography, but the interpretation is different because you each day you feel different, and then we never express the steps similar from the other days, because that's, I think, it's normal. We are not machines, like do every time the same. No, we are human, and then it's normal because we depend of the audience, depend the theater, depend what we feel. Also, the musician. When we dance in the stage, we play with musician music alive, and then also the musician express different every day, you know, not just similar, because the musician I know are recording, just they are feeling at the moment, and then we feel also the music in alive is big inspiration, and then sometimes the musician just we feel that they dance with us. Sometimes that's we because, for example, when Leopoldo Federico, it was a great musician, and then every day I feel he danced with us. Also, Sexteto Mayor also was a great musicians. I also we feel they dance. Mariano Mores, I feel he danced with us. She played the piano, but he was the contact. And then that's why we don't interpret every day similar. And then we discover some day, every day something different to interpret the choreography from the music. But it's many things in the stage. It's many things that happen also for to express our feeling. Because the choreography is not just like we don't just repeat it. We don't do like machines, like similars every day, similar, same. We are human, and then we it's normal to express every day different.
I think I need much longer time to feel in this way.
It's a experience, because our life is I dance on the stage from when I was very child. From I was 8, 10 years old, I started dancing in the stage, and a professional, I was 16 years old, and then I dance, and then I have a receive from the other artists many things when we dance together on the rehearsals. Rehearsal is very, very nice, because the rehearsal we learn very much from the other people. We will try to prove something new to do it. And then rehearsal is no problem. If I fall something, no problem, because something, when I do something wrong, I discover something nice to do. It's not to do something wrong in the rehearsal is not bad, because we may discover something nice to express, something new to express. It's also the rehearsal are very nice for the shows, because we learn very much from other artists, from the singer, from the musician, from the dancer, the choreographer, the director. So we have receive the feeling from them, the new ideas, and sometimes we fight about something we don't want to do. But that's also is nice, because we learn very, very much. The rehearsals for me are very, very important. That's why I feel when we people are learning tango, they have to practice, but not practice alone, only one couple. It's nice when two or three couple get to practice together. And then it's important, because everyone learn from each other, and then have the different experience, different feeling, and also we copy something, and we try to do better, and then they give me inspiration, I give them inspiration, and then change the feeling, and then it's, I think it's very, very important to, when they practice, not just one couple. It's better, I feel, it's better two couple, three couple practice together. It's very, very nice.
Did you spend most of your time practice with your wife, Maria?
Yeah, of course. Yes, we practice a lot.
And
we
what
practice
does
a lot, and then not only with Maria, also with when we may have como opportunity, we dance, we practice with other couples, friends. So and enjoy, yes, of course. It's a practice is always from ever. The practice is we have to practice ever. I think it's very, very important, because to maintain and to discover something new. People have to understand that. We discover something new, and then that is inspiration, because we feel happy when we discover something new. Fighting, also sometimes fighting.
What does tango affect between you and Maria? What does tango affect the relationship between you and Maria?
No, I don't know, because for us it's so normal, because we are just about 49 years together.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm 49 years dancing together.
Mm.
And then it's always we dance together. For us, it's something normal. We don't feel something. We are something strange. We enjoy dancing with each other. Sometimes we have a different point of view about which tango we want to dance. I like very much this Harley, or. But she liked D'Arienzo, and then we had to put which tango we will dance. Also, of course, we danced D'Arienzo because she liked D'Arienzo. But we are a professional dancer. Our formation is like a professional dancer, and we understand just we have to practice to dance. And then when maybe sometimes it's not. We are not. We have not the same point of view, but we work to do it well, and then to enjoy. And then it's for us. It's all something. It's normal. Of course, tango is not my life. Tango is part of my life, because I think the life is have many things. My family, my friends, have many. Anything, but tango is my job. Is my of course is part of my life. We spent long time just practicing and have take lesson, not only the tango, just ballet dance, ballet lesson, and theater lesson. Also, I have the jazz. Also, I have a lesson from jazz because I think every thing we can adapt and we can learn is very important for the artist. Just not only dancing, because we are professional dance. So it's very important to have many many things to learn from other style on the type of dance, because give us more elements to make rich our dance, our performance. Also, how to prepare the choreography is very important. How to use the space, the design of the choreography is important. And that's why it's we feel just that is the dance is our life, is our part of our life, and it's normal. Just to them, because it's not just a job; it's just something we love to do. And then we feel como we enjoy each time. Sometimes not now, but some work was very hard, and we start dancing at 10 o'clock in the morning, we finish 10 o'clock at night, just for the dancing. Yes, it was many hours just dancing, because but it's not hard, just enjoy.
Yeah, I also take flamenco class for Bala de Gola.
Ah.
Yeah, and it's very difficult. I think that's the most difficult style in flamenco, because the dress is very long and very heavy. And we move it with our leg, our feet, and also something in the hand. So when I...
Amazing, yes.
Yeah, so when I start the class, I feel very frustrated because it's so difficult for me. And I think, oh, tango is so easy. We just need to keep our body. So during that time, I think, oh, it's very good to have different kind of dance in our lives.
Yeah.
We can feel something else. And also, you mentioned that when you do the choreography tango show, you have the feeling that the musician also dance with you. That our teachers, my flamenco teacher, they also say the same thing. The musician that like who clap the hands or the drum, they also feel the guitar. Yeah, and they also do the improvisation on the stage. It's very very amazing. I hope
yes.
we do
yes,
so
it is. That's it. Why it's very nice when to do the shows with the music alive, or singer, or it's because the atmosphere, you feel at the moment you are dancing is amazing. It's nice. That's why also the I repeat, the choreography is not just to do like a machine. It's just is something express. Every day is different. Every day you feel something different to express.
Can you imagine if your life without tango?
No, I never think about that. I don't know. Because I started dancing when I was 6 years old, just a gentlefolk. And then I danced all my life. I never think about it. I don't know what will happen, because also I dance also musical in the 70s. We have a working in the television And then we was, it's just not only tango. We did musical or jazz also. I did a modern dance also. And then was and folk, Argentine folk of folklore. Was the dance in my life is was part is part of my life, like a normal. I never feel that that is something different, something strange. No, it's part of my life, but I never think about what happened if I don't dance. Just it was. I don't know what will happen. Yes, I do it. I lucky because I it's lucky because I working from yes for a long time just with only with dancing, but repeat. Dancing not only tango. I dance all other kind of dance that I like. I like the modern dance. Modern dance I love because it's very free to dance. The expression we, and also tango is a modern dance. Tango is not that it's not traditional dance because tango when tango born in the end of the 19th century.
Yes,
and in the beginning of the 20th century, they born, they develop. And then the modern dance, also with Isadora Duncan, start that in the same time. And the tango have not a structure to dance. And tango was changing with the style of the of life of the people. From every 10 to 20 year change, and then the modern dance also. Because the tango is not a, also not have a not structure to dance. You may develop. You may it's not like a Argentine folklore like the chacarera have a choreography. You have to do the choreography always the same. But tango is not structure. The tango is a modern dance, modern and then. Is I feel that it is that's is the also the music is modern than because change from the you may hear the music from the beginning of the 20th century but also in the 1920 1940 1960 1970 music change all the time. Also the style of singing, also the right, also the lyrics change because it's a more modern dance. Change with the people, the life of people change, the style of dance change also, or the style of tango also change. I think, it's my opinion, right?
You are in
it's not traditional. For me, I think it's not traditional. It's, of course, it's our is Argentine dance from Buenos Aires dance, dance and music, of course, music, music, singing. But it's not traditional. It's a modern, because it's born in the 20th century, developed.
I think that's the ending clocking from your side. Okay. So I think it's almost done for today.
Fine.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the interview, invitation. Thank you for Dance Tango Argentino. It's a for me it's a big pleasure to share with you for everyone. Tango and you are not also people around the world. No, it's receive us very nice, and we are so happy to share our culture because I think through the art education, no, it's, we can make a better world. Better world. to share the art is amazing. Also grateful because many people from around the world coming to Buenos Aires to teach tango to your country to spread out in the world. That's why, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And then we will see. And my best wishes for everyone in Taiwan.
Thank you.
Thank
I hope you can visit us very soon.
Thank you. Yes, of course. Yes.
Yes.
Gracias.
今天很开心可以邀请Carlos老师来我们的探戈杂谈室，跟我们一起聊聊他生命中的探戈。他刚刚提到，他6岁就开始跳了。那10几岁的时候成为专业的舞者，但是生命中还是有其他的舞蹈来加入这些元素到他的探戈里面，他去仔细的去体会其他的舞蹈以及他的舞伴的心情，来一起共享这个探戈的时光，所以这样子也过了几十年的时间，非常的惊人。老师用他的生命来诠释他的探戈。那今天非常感谢 Carlos 老师可以跟我们一起，那我们探戈杂谈室下次再见，拜拜。